Welcome back to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
I'm speaking with Rebecca Lounder, who is with Mercy Australia. Thanks for joining us, Rebecca.
It's a pleasure.
Rebecca, you were just telling us about the work that you do at Mercy. A number of the issues that the girls would be dealing with would be issues of guilt, self-esteem and shame. We're trying to look at some of these issues with Women of Hope. The issue of guilt, how significant would you say guilt is in these young women's lives?
I think it's very significant. Often these girls are coming from backgrounds or having dealt with a whole range of experiences that have often left them, do you know what I mean, feeling or experiencing feelings of guilt for whatever reason, be it something that they've done, something they've been forced to do, and just the, like I suppose, sometimes the consequences of, you know, things that have been done to them.
Guilt is one of those emotions that doesn't get us very far, does it?
Oh, definitely not.
So how do you work through guilt with these young women?
I suppose we do a number of things. First of all, is the girls actually recognising what they might be experiencing as guilt. Some girls might not really understand what's happening for them, and just sort of helping them to talk through situations in their life. Some of them work out that they are experiencing guilt based on things that have either, you know, happened to them or things that they've done. So then what we do is help them to understand why things happened, how things happened, and the girls work through a process of forgiveness, which is, I think, most of the vast majority, all the girls would say that that's a very significant time for them, both forgiving, you know, themselves, forgiving people that have done things to them, and for asking for forgiveness from God. What we then do is help the girls develop, you know, based on these situations, I suppose understanding the reasons why things have happened often can be really helpful for a girl, but also giving them skills and keys to move on from the experiences in their past is really significant. And also knowing that there's nothing too big that God can't help them work through, and helping them to believe that, that they are actually worthy of working through these situations and worthy of being free of guilt. And one other thing that we really teach here is the importance of boundaries and learning to be able to, for the young women to really learn how they can identify who a safe person is in their world, and how they can actually develop really healthy relationships while in the program and when they leave the program.
Joining us now is Lorraine Addison, who provides a telephone counselling service for hurting women. She finds one of the big problems facing many women is something she calls false guilt. Lorraine, tell me what you mean by false guilt.
False guilt is caused by our expectations, and usually very, very unrealistic expectations of ourselves and other people's unrealistic expectations of us. And so as we try to perform to reach those expectations, false guilt is created, and we tend to find ourselves in this motion where we can never catch up with ourselves, and we're continually feeling guilty. And that is not what we were created to be living like.
Lorraine, you mentioned true guilt.
True guilt comes when we know we have done something wrong, or we have said something wrong, or our motives have been quite wrong. And so that area is what I believe God uses to correct us and to bring us into line with what He wants us to think about regarding His perspective on right and wrong. And so He allows us a guilty conscience in order to correct us and to even get us or bring us to a place of acknowledging, hey, we do need God in our life to correct us and to bring us online.
So you actually need to do something about it, because in the end, guilt is a wasted emotion. It just becomes quite paralyzing if you don't then act on it, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Yes. I've seen women whose marriages are quite poor because their husbands manipulate them to feel guilty over every decision they make. And the husbands do not really appreciate their wife's cooking or the way she looks after the house. And so she takes on this false guilt, again, expectations, but also she hasn't got that plumb line where she knows the truth and knowing that truth really does set her free from that feeling of false guilt, because if she knows, all right, this is the line where I don't need to be guilty because I'm not really responsible for his reactions or the way he appreciates my cooking, because that's his responsibility. It's his choice too to enjoy what I have done for him and appreciate him. But if he doesn't, it's all right. I don't have to feel guilty and
cooked
perform
a bad meal.
More.
Yes.
You know, and perform more. So there's a very narrow margin there of true and false guilt. And being healthy about it comes about by your own self-esteem, by knowing your own boundary lines or your own limitations. And so you're then running down that track where your limits are and acknowledging, all right, I'm not a good cook, but I'm not a bad cook either.
Thanks for your company here on Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. If you want to find out more about us, check out our website, womenofhope.com.au. You can also contact us anytime on our 1300 number. That's 1300 76 99 64. 1300 76 99 64. Women of Hope is totally reliant on donations. Today we are exploring that pressing feeling we often get that has us convinced we are no good, that we've failed our friends, family, ourselves. You know what I mean? Guilt. Earlier, Pat shared some of her own experiences as the victim of child. Earlier, Pat shared some of her own experiences as the victim of child sex abuse and the impact that left on her life. She said it is the freedom of faith in Jesus that has released her from the burden of guilt and shame. Rebecca Lounder at Mercy Australia and Lorraine Addison, a nurturer of hurting women, both used the word boundaries as they too spoke of the debilitating effects of false guilt. Lorraine, before we go, I'd like to ask one or two more questions relating to boundaries. Are you saying that if you have healthy boundaries, you are less likely to suffer from false guilt?
Yes, yes. And having healthy boundaries is knowing where you begin and knowing where you end, and not allowing other people to throw their rubbish onto you, your area of beginning and ending. That is healthy boundaries.
And how do you go about developing those, Lorraine?
Well, firstly, knowing yourself and acknowledging your strengths and your weaknesses to yourself and accepting yourself as you are. And then once you have done that, you are confident in the person that you are. And so therefore, anyone who tries to violate by throwing his guilty baggage or her guilty baggage onto you, to manipulate you, to feel guilty or to feel powerless because they need to have control over you, you can disallow them to have that freedom with your life.
Mm. Lorraine, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Penny.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
I've really enjoyed it. Mm. Thank you.
Well, our time is up. If this discussion with Pat, Rebecca and Lorraine has been helpful for you or has raised anxieties for you, please don't leave it there. Ring us on 1300 76 99 64. That's 1300 76 99 64. Or send an email to Women of Hope, all one word, at cwciaus.org.au. You can also read the transcript on CWCI's website at cwciaus.org.au. It's not been an easy topic today, but a very important one. Next week, a change of scenery. We are going to get to know how one mother successfully raised 8 children into adulthood, retained her sanity and her humour. That's Margaret Rowan Kelly next week, here on Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.